Did that dog bed you got at L.L. Bean years ago get chewed up by your dog? Until today, you could just take it back and get a replacement for no charge. But the company has announced that it's changing its famous unconditional return policy that's been a part of the brand since it started more than a century ago. As Patty White reports, the change comes as a response to the growing number of customers who've been taking advantage of the policy.
In the 5 years that Jules Gordon has worked in the customer service department at L.L. Bean in Freeport, she's seen thousands of returns. But there's one that stands out above the rest.
I've seen a leg of a chair.
Just a leg.
Just a leg.
Her colleague Dawn Seegers, with nearly 17 years under her belt in customer service, had a similarly perplexing return.
Someone returned a case of the sunglasses, and the sunglasses were in the lake.
Both customers got what they wanted, a brand new chair and a pair of sunglasses. But it's returns like those that have brought an end to a part of L.L. Bean's brand that's almost as legendary as its bean boot, its unlimited return policy. In a letter sent to customers on Friday, Executive Chairman Sean Gorman announced that returns must now be made within a year and have proof of purchase. The reason? A growing number of customers have misinterpreted L.L. Bean's lifetime guarantee to mean a product should last the customer's lifetime, not the product's.
I've seen too many people that are not being nice.
Dressed in L.L. Bean from flannel to foot, Gordon French makes a monthly trip to L.L. Bean with his wife from their hometown of Meredith, New Hampshire. He's all for the stricter return policy because of what he's seen in the returns line over the years, like one man who was holding a box of socks.
I was behind him. He says, I buy my socks here every year for Christmas time. And when I get a hole in them, I save them and I bring them back the next year.
Bring them all back.
And while he was standing there, my shoes aren't right either. And he took his shoes off and ran, got a new pair of shoes.
Customer Molly Grenier of Lewiston says she's also witnessed highly suspect returns.
Just coming here to return things, I see people with trash bags full of stuff that they've probably bought at garage sales and from their grandparents or whatnot, so you know that they didn't just buy it and it's defective. You get a gift card and you can purchase anything you want.
These kinds of abuses have doubled in the past couple of years, according to L.L. Bean, accounting for 15% of all returns. Nearly all of the customers Maine Public Radio spoke to said they supported L.L. Bean's stricter return policy. But Richard Lindell of Limerick was miffed about a shoe return his wife made on Friday that resulted in a partial refund. He wonders if it would have been a full refund under the old policy.
Satisfaction guaranteed. If they rip on you and they're no good, that's not satisfied.
There are exceptions to the new one-year return policy if a product is truly defective. And customer service manager Jules Gordon says customers will still get great service.
The training is you're in this green shirt. You're 100% customer focused. You do what's right for the person in front of you and you do it with a smile.
And from now on, with a somewhat more restricted return policy. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.